Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
No, because then the thinking is that, oh, what am I going to vote for? Then the apathy is still there. You know, there is this issue.
And that means that if you're bringing up the issue of apathy, then that means they've lost trust in both the NDC
and the NPP. That is there. Look, my dear, if you look at a voter population of 18 million and change, and only 11 million and change went to the polls in 2024, it tells you that both political parties have a lot to do to gain trust of the electorate. So that is there. Apathy in the democracy is a problem. Look, you know, in other jurisdictions, like Nigeria, the total voting population is not even up to 50%. I think it's about 30%. The total registered voters and the people that come out to vote in the last election, I don't think it was even up to 30%. And we are getting there because we've gone from the highs of 16 million out of 18, we got to 14 out of 18, now we've got into 11 out of 18. Gradually, the number is gradual. So we have a lot of work to do. The political class in Ghana has a lot to do. The point is, if parties like the NDC gives a lot of promises and they come in and people feel that not a lot is happening, it's still now feeding into that monster of apathy where people feel that the political class, both NPP and NDC, are not there to do what we want. And that is where some of us want to change that narrative. Because, look, the big saying of that, if you do not take part in politics, right, it has dire consequences, because you can't be complaining on social media, complain on TikTok, complain on Twitter, and not take part in that democratic process. Mm-hmm. The youth need to change that. The reason that they are not watching traditional media, they are not reading the newspapers, they are just on all these social media platforms, just caring about other things.
Yes.
They still complain. But you need to take part and let your voice be heard.
Even making, you know, sometimes, you know, becoming a politician unattractive to the youth these days.
It does, and that's why some of us have gotten into it. You know, I was never a politician. I don't even like calling myself a politician because I think I'm an entrepreneur, right? So I don't like calling myself a politician. I think some of us who are in the business field, done well in business in the last 25 years, have entered that field and want to encourage other like-minded people to do the same. Look, I honestly you shouldn't be the activist. You know, if you look at the trajectory of classmates, right, you can actually predict who gets into politics as when you go from primary school, secondary, and to university. Mm-hmm. Those who are very active in Tescoin, Luke's politics, and all these ones are the ones that end up in politics. Meanwhile, most of the students who go about their normal lives and they shy away from all these student politics end up not being part of politics. And that is the minority of the people. So we should encourage, especially females, okay, to get part. Because, look, my late mother, Honorable Hoy, who have this institute called NAWIP, Network of African Women in Politics. And the whole idea was to empower women to get into politics. Then recently I noticed something. In the very early age, you realize that women are very voiceful, women are very clever, women are very... Children, the female, the girl child, right? When I went to my daughter's school for a presentation, and almost all the prizes were won by women, by the girls won them. I'm like, but if girls are this clever at this stage, at what point is the fall off, right? But the point is that we need to encourage them to have that same forcefulness, that same cleverness
right.
that they have at the early stage in life. At the point, it shouldn't be the opposite way.
Could I come back to you?
Okay.
Colin Stalder is speaking right now. Let's go to Akwetia. We'll be back.
MPP candidate is a minor. He's been supporting them locally. So they are, when they are looking at the economy, they are looking at the local economy, they are themselves, not the national. And for them, the gold price that was selling for 13,000 last year is now 8,000. So they are considering a lot of things. Doesn't that really scare the NDC?
I think that for those young men, I can't begrudge them for their views on this. But the point is that gold price is not determined by the government of Ghana. It's determined internationally. And the fact that it is low today doesn't mean it won't go up tomorrow. It may go up tomorrow. So then what would you have done? What would you have done? And are you saying that if the gold price is high, government will not benefit? We stand to benefit more than any other person. It is our wish that it goes up, and we think that it will go up. And therefore, for the young men to say that because of that they are voting for the MPP would be something that they will regret tomorrow. The point is that they must get somebody who aligns with the vision of the government, which is the NDC government and President John Dramani Mahama. This is what I think they should be looking at. And for one individual, the candidate, as somebody who is helping them to define how many voters we have in Akwetia, and how many of the voters can one person support? I don't think so. You need a government which will create an enabling environment for the local economy to develop. It cannot be done by one person. It can never be true. They shouldn't be misled.
But you were once an opposition member of parliament.
Yes.
Are you arguing that during your time when you were in opposition, when your government was in opposition, you were not delivering development to your people?
Chief, my share of the common fund, I constructed 2-3 classroom blocks in 2 communities. I sunk boreholes, a number of them, and then I fixed some roads, just reshaping. From the share of my common, I also did extension of electricity in some communities and also extended power to some communities where they didn't have power. All funded from my share of the common fund. But talking about what government does or expected to do in all constituencies, there can never be one, nobody can cite one project in my council which was funded. Nothing. And I am under a disassembly. The common fund goes to a disassembly, and I take my share from the disassembly for these development projects that I have mentioned. But so, and that is 5%. What I get is 5% of what goes to the assembly. So if I'm able to do this, then the expectation is that the assembly should do better. But the assembly cannot boast of even one classroom block.
So wouldn't that same argument apply to Asumadu if he wins as a minority MP? Who will be able to use his common fund the way you used yours?
He will do it. He will do it, but I'm saying that if you do it and you have government backing you up, you have it more. It is better. The assembly common fund cannot be used in constructing roads in Akwetia. And I'm sure if you talk to about 10 people here, they will raise the issue of their roads as a priority for them. They want to see asphalt roads in Akwetia, and that cannot be funded by any MP. It must come from the central government, and we are looking for someone who aligns with government so he can talk to the president.
Are we legitimizing neglect of government of minority MPs by government?
It happens.
Are we legitimizing?
we are not, I'm not, I cannot legitimize it. But that's what is happening. That's what is happening. Akwacha will fix it. But we want them to reciprocate this by voting the NDC candidate.
So if they vote for the NPP, you won't construct their road, is that it?
I can't say that. I'm not the president. I can't say that. I'm not the president. But if I were the president, I wouldn't do it.
Even though they pay taxes?
Ah, you have the opportunity. You have the opportunity. When we're voting in December 2024, we had to elect 275 MPs together. And the two candidates, we didn't know who would win. President John Dramani Mahama and then Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia. We didn't know who would win. So we just voted. The results we had was that NDC had 180 something MPs and the MPP got 88. Now there's opportunity for the poor of Akwetia. President Mahama is not the president of Ghana. He's in charge of everything. So if it's development you want, it is his direction you must go. So if we are a citizen of Akwetia, a native of Akwetia, and a voter in Akwetia, and you want development, and you know it is the president who is in charge of development, who would you vote for? This is a special election. It is not a general, this is a special election and requires special thinking. Thank you.
We're grateful to you. So that's Collins Dauda, the former Western Housing Minister. We
well, interesting interview there with Collins Dauda by my colleague Kojo Brace from Akwetia. You're still watching and listening to our live coverage of the Akwetia by election right about now. MFA Akosua Adetey will take over from me here in the studio. MFA, so it's been an interesting conversation. The, you know, just this interview gone by with Collins Dauda, the agenda by the NPP pushing development. Interesting discussions coming up, and also the, you know, happenings, the chaos, the posters, and all that. Looking forward to your discussions coming up shortly.
Absolutely, Mamisi, and thank you for handing over. And of course, the most important one is even the conversation you have
with
had
Kojo Foko.
You said it wasn't explicit. Is Collins Dauda put it explicitly enough for you?
Well,
no, but it's, you see, that's the point. You see, Chinyemi Ohayo Monchen, you are born upon Pomachero. He's told you exactly.
You are born Chen, I'm your rhythm, but thank you for joining us today. Well, this is a continuous coverage of the Akwetia by election. This is the election headquarters. Stay with us, but if you have missed so much, here's what you have missed earlier in the day.
So far, I can say that he's been good. The security arrangement here is okay. We recall that the Ghana police assured us this election is going to be the best in terms of security. And so far, so good. My main concern will be just when polls are getting to just around 5 o'clock, and then counting prayer, and then the coalition prayer. That is where usually we've had some of these unfortunate situations. So far, security arrangement, you can test that. That has been good, it's been well arranged, and it's okay. Let me use your network to tell everybody to come out to vote in their numbers. As a critical feature of every by-election, turnout is really low. So that is what we are seeing. I've visited quite a number of police stations, and you can see that the turnout is quite low. So let me use your network to say everybody should come out to vote. Security is well arranged. And let me request that the Ghana police should make sure that getting to the end of police, drawing counting, and drawing pollution, those will have 12 arranged, put together security systems. I have is that the presence of the police is all over here. In fact, they gave the indication that we're going to deploy over 5,000 and even driving right from Wuti through to Kadi, you see the presence of the police on the road when you get to Bouadoua and to Akotia Township itself, you see the presence of the police. So clearly, the presence of the police is all over in the constituency. But as I said, we are here to provide support. That is why everybody should come out to vote. Nothing is going to happen. And then also, let me repeat, the security should be tightened just at the end of the police counting period. Not at all. I mean, we had a request from the National Health Council that they wanted to meet the leadership of both political parties. Unfortunately, we were well represented. Myself, the original chairman, and then the national organizer. Only for us to get into the meeting to see the constituency organizer, deputy constituency organizer, and then.
I think so far, early days, EC setup. Well done. Election has started. Presence of the police as well as we, the media. And so we have stakeholders around. We expect to have a very peaceful exercise. I heard you making the comment that the presence of the police, yeah, there are 119 polling stations. We expect to have police presence in all these polling stations. And for police to ensure that security is assured. You know, it's election, and election-related security is mainly the Electoral Commission. We had some concerns. We discussed with the police, and we know that today all the issues will be well dealt with for us to have a very peaceful exercise. We look forward to have peaceful arrangement. We are very much confident that at the end of this exercise, our candidate, Solomon Kwame Asumendu, will emerge victorious.
Let's talk a bit about security, because you mentioned earlier that you had concerns from the beginning. I mean, we've met police presence all the way from where we are coming from. What do you make of it? That what's your confidence level in the security service that you see here?
Yeah, so in terms of Akwetia and Bouadoua environs, you realize that yes, there's huge security police presence. You don't see same when you move into the hinterland, the Wenchi, the Takrasi, Abinazi area. So that's what we're expecting, that we'll have equal representation, fair representation in all these places. As usual, I mean, there must be peace, a peaceful environment created to allow people to cast their votes. And the impression must not be created that it is only Bouadoua and Akotia. What I'm not too
happy about. Unfortunately, I mean, I'm coming from Wenchi. Huge police presence. All the way on our way, we met the police vehicles. You constantly, you're meeting police presence.
There's peace around. Too much of the movement on the road. You know, Bouadoua and Akwetia is also a busy town, and so if we are not careful with some movement, it could create other problems. We expect everybody to be professional in his or her conduct. That's what the New Patriotic Party is expecting from all stakeholders, including you, the media, to make sure that attention is controlled and not unnecessary comment from people that will jeopardize the peace we have.
What are you picking from your eyes in the other areas?
Well, I think like
election started from all police stations so far.
Yeah, for the three police stations I've been, elections have started. When I started, they were setting up because they must start at 7, and they couldn't have started when it wasn't 7 a.m. So for those three police stations I've visited, yes, I'm appreciative of the setup.
my fourth polling station. I think the atmosphere is very calm, very serene atmosphere this morning. And from what I'm seeing, it's going to be one of the most peaceful by-elections we have witnessed as a country. The people understand that they need to vote, and they have welcomed everybody in this constituency. And the simple message, irrespective of the political coloration, is that they want peace. So if the people of Akutia are preaching they want peace, I don't think they will entertain any class from outside the constituency to bring any form of violence here. And the police presence also has put some level of fear into any group of people who want to perpetrate any form of violence. So I vouch for a very peaceful election in Akutia. The weather is not too friendly, but I think it's all part of the calmness and the serene environment we find ourselves this morning.
And from the areas you are coming, you said this is your fourth polling station. The election has started in all of them.
Yes,
started on time?
On time. Exactly. The first polling station that I went, exactly 7, I saw the first woman casting the vote. And from the previous, the subsequent one to when I got there, it was past 7 and the elections had already started. It's going smoothly and very calm. People just walk in, just go and vote and go to do their daily chores. So you don't see long queues at the police station, but I think the people will come out. Not as the general elections turn out, but I think it will be a very good election.
Okay. I mean, I don't know how many days you've been here, but do you think this election is yours?
The NDC. It is, Akutia is already green. It's green. The pollsters are predicting 52, but I am predicting about 54%. It will be huge. Yes,
your candidate.
Yes, for lawyer. What I've seen and the people I spoke to, the whole of this dawn, and when you go to the police station and even get closer to the people, they will tell you that I am MPP, but because of development, let's vote for an NDC candidate, because they believe that the government of the day has much to do with development than an opposition government.
Joy 99.7 FM. Joy 99.7 FM.
This is our continuous coverage of the Akutia by-elections, and this is Election Headquarters. And joining me in studio to continue the conversation that we've already started is Dr. Ishmael Norman, security expert. And surely you may have seen earlier during our coverage that there has been some, I like to use the word, skirmishes so far, especially at the security-wise. And, Doc, I don't know if you've been following from the time that polls started from 7 a.m., it's a little past 12. Considering the fact that we had our conversation about election violence from 2024, just recently, 2024, and watching the by-election in 2025, are you surprised how the securities have handled situations so far?
Amufa, thank you. I think the Ghana police has done very well. And the small skirmishes should be expected, because wherever two people have met, there's always tension, especially during moments like this. So I think so far we should be hopeful that nothing bad is going to happen, but we cannot just let it be like that, because it's costing Ghana a lot of money, millions, just to deploy 5,500 policemen and women, not even to mention the other security agencies, because the lead agency is Ghana Police. And to them alone, when you look at the unit cost, I did a very quick calculation for 22 days that they have been deployed since August 13th up to
today, 22 days, even if they are spending 200 cedis to feed each person a day, multiply that by 22. If whenever people are deployed somewhere, they get incidental. And so some of the stuff that I came up with, I was quite shocked when I was doing the estimate. So every single day, we're spending about 1,100,000 to feed 5,500 people. The incidentals for 5,500 people at a price of about 170 cedis a day, we're talking about nothing less than 20 million. The feeding cost is about 24.2 million. Miscellaneous for the two is 2 million. The total of that, just because I've been in hotel business for a long time in this city, in this country, normally a hotel would charge about 200 cedis per person. That's why I use that figure.
Okay.
That comes to 47 million just for the police officers alone. I have not even tackled their supervisors and their per diems. When you look at that and you put all of that together, we're talking about 53 million. When you add other things to it, I mean, it is not a joke. When you add other things to it, and the cost for the EC, the printing, ballot papers, educating the public, procurement meetings before the event, meetings just to plan everything, certain allowances for the EC staff. I mean, I am shocked to arrive at 96 million Ghana cedis in just 22 days. There is something wrong with Ghana that we have to deploy 5,500 policemen and women only. I'm not talking about the other security agencies, because my focus is the one with the primary mandate. And it is shocking. Ghana needs to sit up, advise itself, because this is money. 94 million, and this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Doc, I will take our viewers on ground, where my colleague Kojo Breeze is engaging with some voters, and then we'll come back to this whopping amount that you have just drawn our attention to.
We don't know the reason.
But you should have asked why are they saying they won't come out.
That's why I said we asked them. They are not giving us any explanation that they don't want to come out and vote. We don't know. And what I have observed is that I think the security people fear to come out and vote. That's what I think.
Because of the police presence?
Yes. The security is too much.
But that should give them assurance.
Yes, we've explained to them that they should go to out and vote. But I think there are some fear in them. They don't want to go. Because if you go to police stations, you could see about 5, 6, 10 policemen at the police stations. So I think that is the reason why they don't want to go out and vote. The other day I went to one of the villages here called Apramine. We went to house to encourage people to come out and vote, but all of a sudden what they are telling us that if they will not go out to vote, they would rather sit home. We encourage them, but still what they said, what they are, because what I heard around from grounds is what they are saying here. It's what we are seeing here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me try and bring in this one. Please, what's your name? I'm told you are the presiding member.
Yes, for Kabibre Municipal.
Okay.
Right.
But why would your people be afraid of the same police personnel who have been brought here to protect them so we can have a peaceful election?
Yes. This is a by-election. And in most cases, by-election comes with its own tension. That could also be a factor that is deterring them from coming out to vote. But with the police presence, well, it could be two ways. One may see it as an excess, others might see it as well. That is an assurance, giving them the maximum protection they need. it's about how they see it, but we still go around encouraging them. But this is a decision making time. You need to come out, select whoever you want to lead your constituency, who can bring development to your constituency. When you remain in the house refusing to come out and vote, you are not doing any good to the